This is Daim Shabazz with the Chess Drum, and we're at Chicago Chess Club, and we're about to have the cage match between Daniel X. Jones and Jeff DeJesus. I understand Jeff DeJesus is on his way. I have with me Daniel X. Jones, and there's been a lot of banter going on online, including this morning. So how do you feel about the prospects of the match?
It's highly anticipated. You know, a lot of the trash talking that took place brought in a lot of viewers. A lot of people are saying they're going to chime in online, so I'm just looking to carry out exactly what I said online and be a man of my word and bring Jeff DeJesus to his knees.
Do you have anything that you want to give to the audience or any predictions that you want to make so we can have it on record?
Definitely. So on credential-wise, Jeff DeJesus is definitely the stronger player by way of his rating and his experience in chess on the tournament scene. But the unknown inner city factor is always a problem. Whenever you have someone who's constantly playing, they're going in blitz, they're playing, having a lot of different looks and a lot of different competitors that's coming against them, it adds a dynamic to the game that makes them very scrappy, for one. They're much of a fighter, for two. And then I also play the guy in a few bullet games online. And what I noticed in the trend was that his middle game and opening is very mediocre. If he can manage to get me to the end game, that's where he has his best chance. However, my strength in my chess game is also my end game as well. So it should be interesting. But I'm also known for my tactical ability and middle game play. So I'm looking to try to take some type of initiative before the end game, leading to an advantage in the end game if necessary. So that's actually my strategy for today. So I'm looking to beat this guy early on as opposed to late in the games.
Well, I know someone mentioned to me that you have an opening named the Muhammad. Are you going to break that out?
I'm definitely going to break it out. This guy thinks he has something for it, but it's brought down many a strong players. One in particular was a few grandmasters. If you go online, you can catch them on YouTube. But I've cracked some of the highest level players with the Muhammad.
Now tell me about this shirt you have on. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of give us an explanation of that? Because that's going to raise a lot of questions.
Definitely. So I recently changed my handle from the Babyfaced Assassin to God. In particular, one reason was I'm no longer as baby-faced as I used to be. So I don't know if the Babyfaced Assassin is any longer fitting. But in terms of God, God is supreme. God is the best. And I look to be the best. I'm working on consistently displaying that in my chess skill.
So the Chicago Chess Club is doing a lot of promotion in terms of these team matches and cage matches. Where does the Chicago Chess Club go from here? Are you going to continue this trend, or is it this is just something that you're trying to build momentum for?
We're definitely building momentum. We're looking to develop a national competition, if you will, where state by state and city by city can be a part of these cage matches and team matches. So we're looking for as many interested parties to contact us, and specifically our organizer and director, Nathan Kelly. He's been spearheading a lot, communicating with a lot of people, so we're definitely trying to pick up steam.
And speaking of the man here, Jeff DeJesus has just walked up. And so we're going to end the interview, and hopefully there'll be a lot of action. And there'll certainly good sportsmanship as well.
And
so we wish you all the best of luck and play some good chess.
Thank you.
All right, this is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off.